Sheena Fowler doesn't graduate until spring, but she's already putting her degree to good use with her startup, Kana. The name derives from the word for girl in the local language in Mbale, Uganda, where she spent her gap year after high school. It was there that she learned that cultural taboos around menstrual cycles could keep a girl from finishing her education. She explains how Kana works.
Underwear made in the States for U.S. consumers with organic materials and ethical production. And then, for every pair of underwear that someone here buys, we are going to provide a pair for a woman or a child in need in Uganda. But rather than shipping from the States to Uganda, because we've learned that that negatively impacts local economies, it disrupts them. So we're going to use local resources and employ local women.
The underwear produced in Uganda will be period-proof, allowing girls to stay in school, while U.S. consumers will get what Fowler describes as absurdly comfortable underwear.
Women need their underwear to do different things based on where they are.
Right now, the team of three women is working on prototypes, and a Kickstarter is expected to come by the fall. Fowler says as of right now, she's even accepting her parents' offer to live in the basement upon graduation to fully dedicate herself to the project. And that's because the results could change lives.
Ultimately, measurable impact is going to look like the number of girls that are able to go to school, the number of women that are being employed. Creating a model that works and is sustainable and empowering and dignifying to everyone involved that can eventually scale to several countries around the world. That would be unbelievable.
You can stay up to date with Kana on social media. That is at Kana Panties. Sloan Martin, WCCO.